As we continue Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach to discuss Hataras Nadarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is that when somebody comes to be Matan Neder, as we have discussed and as we learn in our sugyas, there are really two ways to be Matan Neder. One is with Charota and one is with a Pesach. When somebody is requesting Hataras with a Pesach, then he doesn't have to stand, but the Bezdin certainly should sit. When somebody is asking for Hataras through Charota, it's appropriate, since it's like a Vidui, and we know when one says Vidui, he's supposed to stand, he should stand. And certainly, in the Hataras Nadarim, there are elements both of Charota and of Pesach, and therefore it's appropriate that the person who's speaking should stand, and for the same reason, it's appropriate that the Beis Din should sit. If that didn't happen, it's b'dieved all right. There's a very fundamental question that the Paiskim discuss about who should be in the Beis Din. Because the halacha is that the Beis Din is supposed to certainly be gedolim. And therefore, even though normally there are Paiskim that suggest that even though normally for the Rabbanans we rely on Chazaka Derava, that as soon as a boy is bar mitzvah, we assume that he's a gadol. When it comes to discussing Hataras Nadarim, which may involve a deraisa, and if this person is not a gadol, he's not qualified to be matan neder, we should make sure that we take older people to do Hataras Nadarim, who we know certainly are gedolim. As we discussed in our previous series of shurim, in the Hataras Nadarim that we say in Erev Rosh Hashanah, there are really two elements. There's the element that we're asking for Hatara for the Nadarim that we've already made, and there's the element of Mesiras Maida for the Nadarim that we're going to make in the course of the year. And as we discussed, regarding the Mesiras Maida, there's a Machloikis Rishonim. The opinion of the Ran is that the Mesiras Maida could be made even quietly. One could just say Mesiras Maida to himself. Even the Rishonim that disagree with the Ran seem to say it should be verbalized, but it doesn't necessarily have to be said in front of a Beis Din. So, therefore, for the Mesiras Maida part of that Taras Nadarim, we could be much more lenient. Who should be, so now that we've identified that certainly the Beis Din for that Taras Nadarim should be Gedolim, now the question is, should they be Talmidei Chachamim? So the Ran, here in the previous block, on that Chaf Beis Amud Beis, there's a Ran that discusses who is capable, who is qualified to sit on a Beis Din of Hataras Nadarim. The Rambam, the Ran quotes the opinion of the Rambam, says that it could be Shloisha Hejoitis. From the Rambam it seems that any three individuals could be accepted as a Beis Din. The Ran is more machmer. The Ran says that when we're going to use three Hejoitis, they have to be, and this is the way the Drisha explains it in Yoredeya Simen Reish Chav Ches, there's a machloikis of the Drisha and the Shach, how to understand what the Ran means. The Shach says that although any three individuals could be Matan Neder, they have to be enough of Talmidei Chachamim that if you teach them something they'll understand, and they also understand the concept of a Pesach. The Drisha says that one of them has to be even a person that's somewhat expert in Hilchos Nedarim, even though he's obviously not a Yochad Mumcha. So it seems the Lechatchila, one should try to get three individuals who know the halakhas of Ataras Nedarim, or at least one person should certainly be in that category. Of course, if it's not that way, we certainly have the Rambam that we could rely on that it's acceptable. There's also some that are makbid, that the people who are matan neder should be individuals who already did Ataras Nedarim, which of course is difficult to do. There's always going to have to be a first person and a last person. But some Paiskim take the approach that we should, if possible, if you're, let's say, in a group of four, if you have the opportunity, you should be the last one to be Matan Neder. The reason you should be the last one to be Matan Neder is because there's a concept that we find, Yovoi Zakai V'yechaper Ala Chayiv. So if all the people in the Besdin who are being Matar My Neder already did Ataras Nedarim, they're in a much better place. They're already Zakoim. And I would like that they should be the ones to be Matar My Neder. That's a minig that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down in the Mekroi Kodesh. The Shaul Shuvas Petzela Chochma disagrees. He says this concept of Yovah Zaka V'Yechaper Al Chayiv is when it's a concept of Kapora. This has Hataras Nedarim has nothing to do with Kapora, and therefore it's not necessary. Not only men have an issue of Ataras Nedarim. Women are the same. And therefore, the Paiskim say that it's most appropriate that a wife should tell her husband before he goes to Shul Erev Rosh Hashanah, I regret on all the Nedarim and Shavuos that I made in the course of the year, and I ask you to be my Shliach to the Besdin to be Matan Nedarim, my Nedarim as well. The question is, now that the husband is being Matan Neder on behalf of his wife, what's the best way how to express it? Some say that he should say, Shimno Raboisai, Kol Nedarim Shonodarnu, V'Nishbanu, Ani V'Ishti. That's one way of saying it. That's what the Shas Rab Olim suggests. The Shas Chuvis, Chuvis Van Hogus says, what you should do is say the entire Nusach. It's going to be confusing if you're going to make your own Nusach. So say the entire Nusach as it's stated in the Siddur and the Machzor. And when you finish saying it, say that not only did I ask on my own behalf, I'm also asking everything I said should be for my wife as well. And when indeed somebody does that, when the Besdin responds, they should say Matirim Lochem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that most people don't have this minig, that they do Hataras Nedarim for their wives. And the reason is because the women rely that they come to shul Yom Kippur in the evening, when Kol Nidre is said, and when they come Yom Kippur in the evening by Kol Nidre, that's what they rely on for their Hataras Nedarim. And that's the source for the minig, that women come to, the many women try to come to shul for Kol Nidre. Certainly, a few points. A woman who can't come to shul to Kol Nidre is more of a point that she should ask her husband to do Hataras Nedarim for her on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And furthermore, as we have been discussing, the Mesiras Maida doesn't really need a Bezdin. And therefore, the Mesiras Maida part of that Hataras Nedarim, the wife could do herself at home, to say it out loud, to fulfill the Shita of the Re'aim, and not need to come and not rely on a Shliach. As we discussed before, their Ketanim should not be members of the Beis Din for Hataras Nedarim, nor should relatives be. So a father and a son or brothers should not be in the same group for Hataras Nedarim. There's a question in the Paiskim regarding a Mufla Samach Leish. We will still in Mitzvashem learn in our Masechta that a child who's a Mufla Samach Leish, he's almost an adult, 11, 12 years old, the Dara of Nedarim, if he's of adequate intelligence, his Nedarim are acceptable. And the question is that even though Nedara of Nedarim, he may not be old enough to make Hataras Nedarim. And therefore I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach instructed that Hataras Nedarim should only be done by children who are already bar mitzvah. If they're below bar mitzvah, they're not yet of age to be able to do Hataras Nedarim. Furthermore, I saw from Moshe Sternbuch that if that's the case, that a Mufla Samachlish can't do Hataras Nedarim, shouldn't do Hataras Nedarim, can't do Hataras Nedarim, so he suggests that when you have a bar mitzvah boy, so he might have made Nedarim while he was a Mufla Samachlish. And those Nedarim, as we are now learning, would be effective Nedarim, but he doesn't have the ability to do Hataras Nedarim. So maybe he suggests when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, where he's certainly capable already of doing Hataras Nedarim, even though it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah, he should do Hataras Nedarim. Clearly, the Chai Adam says that Hataras Nedarim is not some sort of a tefillah. Hataras Nedarim is a halachic procedure, and therefore it's appropriate that one says Hataras Nedarim, he should understand what he's saying. And therefore, says the Chaya Adam, if one doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, and he doesn't understand that Hataras Nedarim, he should say, he could say that Hataras Nedarim in a different language. It's clear that this Nusach of that Hataras Nedarim goes back many generations. It's been accepted Nusach that's been said for many years and many generations. However, there are certain parts of the Nusach of that Hataras Nedarim that are not clear that they should be said. For example, the Hataras Nedarim, we know, we just had the Ran. The Ran says on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis that who's the individual that says Hataras Nedarim? The individual who says Hataras Nedarim is who is the mumcha? The mumcha that we could use for Hataras Nedarim, the Ran says, is only someone who's samuch. The Rambam disagrees, but the Ran says it's somebody who's samuch. Smicha is not the smicha that we know of. Smicha is the smicha that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that certainly there's no one with that type of smicha, b'zman hazeh. And therefore, there are those that say that we shouldn't say yochid mumcha, because there is no yochid mumcha, that there are no mumcha. Also, in the nusach, we say the kol minin nazirus shanadarti, that those that omit saying the kol minin nazirus shanadarti, because nazirus is a form of a neder, and we're already mentioning the Dorim. Also, we say Nazirus Shimshin. And the halacha is that a Nazir Shimshin does not have a Torah, as we just learned in the Gemara as well. So there's no point in asking for HaTorah for Nazir Shimshin that doesn't have HaTorah. Why do we do it? So some explain that under certain circumstances there are Nazir Shimshin can have HaTorah, and others say that we should, and others explain that the Nazir, the reason we're mentioning the Nazir Shimshin is not so much for the HaTorah part, because it doesn't have a HaTorah. What we're really intending is for the Mesiris Maidah part, because the Mesiris Maidah part could certainly work. The Nusach is Hakol Yu Mitarim Lecha. There's some that say Hakol Yu Mitarim Lecha, but most Paiskim say that one should not say Hakol Yu Mitarim Lecha, because as we learn the halachas of Hataras Nadarim, actually what Hataras Nadarim accomplishes is not that it revokes the nether, it annuls the nether mi'ikara, as if it was never said. The words of Hakol Yi Mitarim Lach indicate that we are talking about the future. But Hataras Nadarim is not about the future. Hataras Nadarim is about the past. And that's why we should not say Hakol Yi Mitarim Lach, but rather we should say Hakol Mitarim Lach. The minhag olam is that we say Kshem Shematirim Bebezdin Shalmata, Kach Yi Mitarim Bebezdin Shel Mala. And the purpose of saying this is to help the person understand the seriousness of making a nether. And that it's not just enough that a person thinks, all right, I said Hataras Nadarim, and if I said a nether during the year and I didn't fulfill it, this will take care of my problem. One has to recognize, as the Gemara and Chabez taught us, how serious Nadarim are, and how serious the Aveira of Nadarim is, and we need that the Bezdin Shemala should get involved. I saw, to conclude, we started these two shiurim about Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we discussed, does it really have to be done on Erev Rosh Hashanah? So I saw a beautiful vart from Rav Treg Zitzal, the Rosh Hashiva in Antwerp, why we do Hataras Nadarim specifically in Erev Rosh Hashanah. He says, the famous Rambam says that what does the shofar represent? Uro yishenem mitirdamaschem, mishinaschem, mnedamim hikitsu mitirdamaschem. What does that mean, he says? What that means is that as we blow the shofar, we're actually proclaiming that all year round we're sort of asleep. The behavior that we are behaving now on Rosh Hashanah, on the Seres Yimei Tshuva, is really what represents our awake status. What you see us the rest of the year, we're really yeshenim, we're sleeping. And the same thing is what someone is doing when he declares Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. What he's saying is that maybe all year I'm not as careful as I ought to be in the way I express myself. Maybe Chas V'Shalom, what I'm saying is a nether, and as we're learning, one has to be so careful in not making a nether. But now, as we stand on Erev Rosh Hashanah, now as we stand in the Seres Yimei Tshuva, I'm proclaiming that this is the real me. The real me is a person who's careful about the Dorim and doesn't want to be Oved Aveira of Nadarim and Shvuz, as we learn in our Masechta. And that's why Erev Rosh Hashanah, when the real person emerges, is the time to make Hataras Nadarim.